The Ghana Health Service has confirmed an upsurge in cholera cases in some parts of the capital. The acting director of public health, Dr. Bidusa Akodio, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said they are taking steps to prevent the spread of the disease. Already two people have died at the Ladade Kotopo municipality due to cholera. According to the assembly, several cases of cholera have also been recorded over the past week at the La General Hospital. The acting director of public health, Dr. Bidusa Akodie, has therefore warned residents to take precautionary measures to guard against the disease spreading to an epidemic level.
We received reports that there's increase in the instance and the number of cases of diarrhea and vomiting in parts of Accra. We've taken steps to find out what exactly it is, and indeed a few of them have been confirmed by cholera. So clearly we have confirmed cholera in the metropolis.
What should the general public do in this case?
Cholera and subsequent transmission is mainly due to insanitary conditions and compromise of personal hygiene. So as much as possible, we urge the general public to adhere to strict personal hygiene. If people should eat, they have to be careful of what we take into the mouth. Since water is water from pipe bombs, water from deep boreholes, what if it is surface water which has been boiled for about 10 minutes on over and left to cool before we drink? And soon after you visit a place of convenience, you visit any toilet facility, we have to wash our hands with soap and water. The other people in authority should also make sure that the sanitary conditions in the metropolis and other areas also enhanced. So basically, improvement in personal hygiene, environmental sanitation, and adherence to safe water and everything that we eat, we have to make sure that it is safe and clean before you eat it.
Does this also relate to where we buy our food? Because a lot of people are on the move and they rather eat outside than have the time to cook at home. What advice would you give to people who buy from vendors on the street and all of that?
Indeed, any person that prepares food in mass quantities for others to buy and eat. One, in the preparation, we have to make sure that the preparation is done in sanitary conditions. A way of also bring the contamination to people to further spread the diarrhea and vomiting, for that matter, cholera outbreak. So we have to be wary of what we eat, what we drink, improve in personal hygiene, improve in environmental sanitation, and we also need to intensify public education about the condition that if anybody is having diarrhea and vomiting, quickly the person should report to the nearest health facility to be sorted out. So whatever it is, the necessary help will be provided. And as much as possible, if you do all these things, I believe that we can contain the situation well.